The Oklahoma land run of 1889 was the first of seven land runs by non-Indian homesteaders into Oklahoma Territory. April 22nd marks the 125th anniversary of the event, which literally changed central Oklahoma's landscape overnight. For the 50,000 or so settlers, the occasion symbolized a fresh beginning with new opportunities. For the territory's tribes, the event and those that followed marked yet more uncertainty and loss. I'm Susan Shannon, and this is Indian Times. Schools across the state will likely commemorate the anniversary through lesson plans and perhaps by staging reenactments. But just how much of the full story of the land run and its implications affect Oklahoma's Native American population? How do these reenactments impact the psyche of Native youth? These concerns prompted Dr. Star Yellowfish and Sarah Adams Cornell to come up with an alternative, which they shared at October's Indian Education Summit.
I spoke with some of the parents at a meeting, one of the Native American Student Service parent meetings. Other kids were talking about this as well and saying, I asked the parents, did you know this is happening? Some schools, yes, some schools, no. And then asked the students, how do you feel about this? How does this make you feel? And their reaction was really what I think inspired us most to do this. They talked about feeling singled out, and they talked about feeling embarrassed. There were a lot of emotions that really equated to what children feel when they're being bullied.
So what we're going to present to you today is kind of our alternative to what we've come up with and where we're at in the process.
The two women drafted a letter.
So we drafted a document with some historical information, and then on the flip side, we gave them a personal perspective, what it's like for, most importantly, the children in their district, what that means to them, their Native children, and also the importance of historical accuracy in education. So we presented that, and we took it to a meeting. There were about three people from administrators from the district, and it wasn't very well received. It was very disappointing. I think we were both very surprised. Mm-hmm. We thought it would be very well received.
We thought it was going to be easy.
Yes, we did. We thought it was just to go in, we're going to explain what this feels like for their kids, and just them hearing what it's like for kids, that would be enough. Unfortunately, it wasn't. It was a little bit more, we've always done it this way. Mm-hmm. This is the way we like to do it. Kids like to get out of the classroom, and it happens, so we shouldn't, you know, we should talk about it, which of course we should talk about it, but should we reenact it? Learning it and reenacting it are two very different things. And so that it didn't go quite as we had hoped, and some of the suggestions were even a little more astounding to us to implement more land run inaccuracies.
Yellowfish and Cornell went back to the drawing board and came up with a plan.
Decided to do something on a more historically accurate Oklahoma History Day that would start pre-statehood, that would start pre-contact, really, about what was happening here in this area before contact. So that's where we start. And we're going to start with, and what will happen is that it will be set up in a way where kids travel through stations. So it's hands-on, it's first-person narrative, there's somebody up there engaging with them, talking about it as if they were in that time period. So they will speak in kind of like a storyteller fashion, and we're going to offer perspectives from different voices. So not just the government perspective, but also the Native perspective and maybe the immigrant perspective. They'll also have a time to ask questions and participate in some kind of hands-on activity to really engage them. And then we move on to Station 2, which would be the Trail of Tears. And it will have, again, several different voices about what that was like from a Native perspective, which we don't hear very often. And I think for Native and non-Native students, that's really important to find out both perspectives. And so we move through to Station 3, which would be Indian Territory and Oklahoma Territory. And so you'll hear perspectives from both Native people and cowboys and what that was like during that time. We also will talk about the land run. They'll move to another station and talk about land run and, again, what it was like from both perspectives. The point is that they need a historically accurate and well-rounded perspective for them as students to be able to change that dynamic of what was Oklahoma history really like. We've heard it from one perspective pretty much all the time. This would change that.
And I think what's important is that the idea is that we want your kids to think, or we want our kids to think. We want them to have both perspectives. We don't want to say which one is right. We want them to have those common core, you know, critical thinking skills to process what actually happened and for them to articulate it themselves.
That was Dr. Star Yellowfish and Sarah Adams Cornell talking about their alternative to land-run reenactments called Oklahoma History Day, with students still getting outside in the fresh air to hear stories from all sides, native, immigrant, and pioneer, on what Oklahoma has meant for them. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this program, go to our website, kgou.org.